Okay, welcome to the Internet Marketing Podcast. My name is Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, your co-host, along with Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker in Internet Marketing. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. How you doing, Scott?
Excellent. Today's podcast, 10 Steps to Getting More Traffic and Converting More Clicks to Cash. Pretty exciting title.
It is, isn't it? Well, a headline's a pretty important part of the process, isn't it?
It is.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to show you 10 steps to getting more traffic to your website so that you can convert more clicks to cash. That's obviously what people want to do. You want to be able to get online and make money. That's the point of it, right?
That's right.
Okay, and then everybody seems to be really excited about getting a website up and making money, and a lot of people are operating from this field of dreams kind of marketing process where if they build it, people will come. But we know that that isn't true.
That's actually a cliche in our business, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Spend $10,000 on a website and then have no sales for the next 3 years.
That seems to be what people are doing. So, and like with a sea of websites out, there's millions of pages of content on any topic. So what we want to know is like how do you stand out? How does your website stand out among the rest? So what we're about to do is I'm going to show you the principal tactics of internet marketing so that, you know, if your site does not employ these tactics, you just will not make any money. And that is the fact. You know, no matter what you've spent on your website up to date, it just won't make money. Okay.
Right.
So you want to make sure that during the course of this podcast that you have a pen and paper handy, because we're going to mention some insider secrets and some very important addresses that you don't want to go to follow up and learn more information. So make sure you got your pen and paper handy. So,
but why don't we start off just with a quick overview of like what are the main foundational points for internet marketing? Like if you're just, let's just suppose I've never been online, I don't have a website, I said, Scott, you know, Ryan, I've got this business, I know I need to be online. Like, what are my first, how do I build that foundation? Just as a quick overview so people know where we're going.
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to come up with a domain name. I mean, everybody needs a domain name. This is a domain name is just something that you purchase. You can purchase them for a year. They're basically you rent your name. You know, you purchase it for a year, or you purchase up to 5 years.
Yeah.
And actually, as it turns out, purchasing them up for up to 5 years is helping more on the search engine because they know that you're more committed to it, right?
Right.
You're not here today, gone tomorrow type business. So, search engines now look in the directories to see who owns that domain name and how long is it registered for. So anyway, you want to select a domain name that relates to your business. And a lot of times you want to include the main keyword or the key phrase that relates to your topic or business in the domain name. So it's important to pick a domain name first. Then you need hosting. You have to have a place where your website files are hosted so that your site's online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some company will host that website for you so that your website's always there. Now, obviously, the next step is to have a website.
Right.
Most people go out and get a web designer to create them a nice-looking, professional-looking website, and that's it. That's where most people stop. One of the other fundamental things that I feel, if you want to be very successful at internet marketing, especially if you're somebody who doesn't own a big corporation and have people doing this for you, even if you do have people for you, I would recommend using a content management system.
Right.
A content management system allows you to make changes to the website without having to wait for the webmaster to come back and make those changes, and that's a big thing. You want to keep your website up to date. It's important to keep your website up to date. It's just common sense. If your site's out of date, people will not feel, that your information is legitimate or that it's a reliable source to get information.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think that's a really good foundation you've laid out, Ryan. And my background, as you know, is retail. I managed retail grocery stores for 20 years all over Western Canada here. And the way I look at it in terms of the foundation, because I've had people who just didn't get this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the domain name is like the name of your store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ryan and Scott's dog food store, right? You need to have a name, and usually you have to, get it trademarked or something, right? And so that's what the domain name is. Then you have to have a place to sell your dog. I'm going to use dog food as the example. You have to have a place to sell the dog food, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lease on a store,
right?
That doesn't mean the store is ready for a customer to come into and buy anything, right? It's just you've taken that little space on the street, and that's going to be your store. Now, the website, which you were talking about designing a website and everything else, well, that's when you, paint the walls, put up the shelves, fill it up with dog food, right? That's your website.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Who's going to have a store where they don't, wax the floor, dust off everything, clean the windows, and all the rest of it, right?
Very good analogy.
Yeah, if you've got to wait for the webmaster to make the change, or your cleaning crew to come in 6 months from now, to or your stocking crew to stock it, right?
Yeah.
That just doesn't work. You need to be able to do that stuff yourself if you have to, if it's an emergency and you have to, right? So, and I know it's really funny you talk about the web content, because I actually have a client in Australia who emailed me, and she had a web guy, and he was taking 3 weeks to make a little changes to the site.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tried to get another guy, and he said, well, I can get it to you next month, right? And so she called me up to say, you know, or emailed me from Australia to say, you know, what do you think we should do, right? And of course, I've, you know, recommended the content management system that you developed, because it's the perfect solution to her situation, right?
Mm-hmm. So the point of this whole conversation is to help you guys find how to get more traffic to your websites and convert them to cash. So we've gone over a bit of the foundation, and that was an incredible analogy you just made. I never thought about that myself. But obviously, yeah, if you own a store, you want to make changes to that. You're going to want to clean the floors. You want to change the product. You're going to take down stuff that doesn't exist, change prices, right, all kinds of things. If you don't have that kind of control on an instantaneous basis, you don't have a whole lot of hope in hell on the internet. If your site's just going to sit there static and you're going to pray to God that it makes you money for the rest of your life, it just won't. And sort of a catch-22 that we've seen in the industry, that people get this mentality, I'm not spending any more money on my website, the $10,000 that they spend, until it starts making me money. Well, right, if they don't make changes to the site, if they don't make changes to their content, if they don't change the products, they don't keep it up to date, if they don't communicate with people, that site's never going to make any money.
Yeah, it's like, I got this store, and I refuse to do any newspaper or TV or radio advertising until I have customers come in.
Yeah, exactly. Until somebody comes in and gives me enough money to advertise, I'm not doing it. So it's obviously a good idea. Before you start, you know, open a business, you have to consider your marketing plan before you open that business, right? So this is the foundation we've just been talking. Get a domain name, get your hosting, get a website, and make sure that website has an ability for you to make changes to that website. So there is a software out there that you can do. It's called MCON, and you can find more information. You can write this down. Go to mcon-site-builder.com. So for the rest of this conversation, I want to talk to you about actual tactics of what to do if you had the power to make changes to your site, if you had the power to market your site yourself. How would you go about doing that? I'm going to give you the 10 steps to making your website more successful.
Okay, so Ryan, you had talked earlier when we were talking about domain names about, you know, getting your keyword in there. So how do I tell if the keyword I picked is a good keyword or not?
How do you tell if your keywords? Well, we use keyword research strategies. So you want to make sure you do some keyword research. You know,
okay,
you don't just pick any word. I made a huge mistake one time when I was working for a very large search engine optimization company, and one of the big words around the office was, you need more link popularity for our clients. So Google all of a sudden came up with this new system, and all the other search engines were doing the same thing, where you needed to have links pointing to your website to give you link popularity for those really competitive keywords.
Right.
And at the time, we dealt with a lot of online casinos, so these guys had very competitive keywords. There's tons of online casinos.
Right.
There's tons of people searching for it. How do we get them to the top? So we needed more links pointing to them. So this big buzzword around the office was link partnering. Okay, so for an entire year, we kept walking up to people in their little desks and saying, how many link partners does this client have? How many link partners does this client have? Does this client have enough link partners? Well, as it turned out, that was the buzzword around our office. So when it came time for me to advance my learning, go and learn more than just search engine optimization, I started learning about other things. I did a website, and I put a page in there about link partnering. And guess what? I was number one on the search engines, on MSN, Yahoo, Google. Of course, I should be. I'm a search engine optimization expert.
Right, right.
So I should be at the top. But guess what? I was getting no traffic. So I was number one, but no traffic. So big problem here. How can I possibly not be getting in traffic for this major keyword like link partnering, when it's one of the biggest, most effective ways to get ranked high in search engines like Google? You need high link popularity. Why was I getting no traffic?
Right.
Because that was a buzzword around our office. So what
nobody
I learned,
else's office, right?
No one else's office and no one out there on the internet. So actually, after about a few months of not getting any traffic and really wondering what's going on, I decided to do some keyword research using some software, like a software called Word Tracker and another one, Overture Search Term Suggestion Tool. I wanted to find out how many people are searching per month for this actual word, or per day.
Right.
As it turned out, link partnering had 0 searches per month, and link exchange had 25,000 searches per month.
Oh.
Slight variation. So you want to make sure that you're doing the keyword research.
So if you don't pick the right keyword, you could be sunk.
Yeah. Completely. If you start writing content on your website based on what you think that people should be looking for that for, you may have some sort of word that was created within your industry, what I call buzzwords, and that other people don't even know what those words are. So it's really important to do your research. We don't care what you think, or you should not care what you think your site should be ranked for. You want to find out what the masses are doing.
Yeah.
But more important than that, when we do market research, or keyword research, we want to find niche markets, sort of niche opportunities in your marketplace, niche opportunities to make money with. So in other words, there are some keywords out there that are extremely used by millions of websites. When you type into Google, you'll notice that there's like 300 million websites for a specific keyword, and that's usually a topic related, like the word weight loss.
Right.
Weight loss is a very, very highly targeted keyword, and people maybe look, they get more specific when they're not finding what they're looking for.
Right.
So what we do when we do keyword research, we talk about finding niche opportunities, is to find the keywords that are getting a lot of demand. In other words, a lot of people are using them, they're searching for them, but not a lot of websites are actually targeting their sites for those keywords. So if we could find those niche opportunities, we call this finding an opportunity where the demand is high, which means they're getting lots of searches, and the competition is low. So you want to use statistics tools, and one of those great tools is called WordTracker.com.
Yeah.
So in one of our upcoming podcasts, we're going to be doing a podcast on how to find profitable niche markets for any product or service. So we're going to actually walk you step-by-step through that system. But if you don't use proper keyword research when you're putting your site together, you're not preparing yourself for success.
Yeah.
In other words, you're kind of playing a game of a gambling game. You might get it right, you might not. You might be missing out on opportunities. Sometimes there's even misspellings and stuff like that, slight ones, or different things that you can do where tons of people are doing it. No websites are focused on it. So we can show you how to do that. But that's step number one. You want to make sure that you have good keyword research strategies down where you do your research before you start building your site.
A lot of people who started 3, 4, 5 years ago, when of course there was a lot less websites out there than there are today, fluked into success because they happened to pick words, and of course there wasn't a lot of competition in those at that time.
Right, this is brand new. It's like podcasting.
That's right. But today, if you miss this step, you're just going to be banging your head against a wall forever, because you've put a glass ceiling over yourself, and you've taken all the good opportunities and put them on the other side of the glass. So keyword research, I think, is absolutely critical to your success.
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's also very exciting too. I mean, if you know how to do the research properly, if you had somebody that walked you through step by step on how to properly find that research, you will know exactly where to put things and how to, you know, it's way easier than just going out there and going for the top keywords, the ones that get the most searches. Sometimes that's not the way to go. So later on, we're going to do a podcast, and we're going to show you how to find profitable niche markets for any product or service. So step number two, obviously after you've done your keyword research, you want to get into writing effective sales copy.
Yeah.
So part of writing effective sales copy is the headline. Okay, people often forget that you need a headline that actually interrupts and engages the individual when they read it. Now, that headline that they're reading is based on the research you've done. So when you've done some research, you know that process, you'll understand that when somebody gets to your website, reads your headline, it engages them and encourages them to read on. I mean, how many websites are out there on that topic? Tons, right?
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, it's another cliche in our business where somebody has a headline, has a sales copy, it's converting, it's making like $10,000 a month, they think they're a superstar, and someone says, you know, why don't you fix up your headline a little bit, change this word, change that word, like maybe two words get tweaked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy says, all right, if you want, look at that, it's not going to make much difference. Next month, $30,000 in sales. Now, what did he think about those previous 6 months at $10,000, right? That's why we're always talking about testing and everything else, but the headline can be so crucial.
Oh,
I tripled the sales on one of my sites just because I changed my headline one day, which, you know, so it's a real cliche, that headline, that you've got 10 seconds to get the people to decide if they want to stay on your site or not, and that headline has got to be right on.
I remember you talking to me about this client of ours that you were working with specifically, and like you were saying, they were making $10,000 a month. They thought they were a superhero, and I remember you mentioned to me, survey. Let's survey everybody and find out why they bought the product.
Yeah.
And after doing that, we found out that it was only one of the points in the features and benefits was one of the reasons the majority of the people were buying it.
Yeah. So and that wasn't in the headline.
And it wasn't in the headline. So what happened when we took that one little feature that everybody was a reason everybody was buying it and moved it to the headline? What happened? Oh, what kind of increase did we see?
7 times more sales, I think.
Yeah. Scott says 7 times. I like to say 700%. Okay, that's how much it went up. It jumped from $10,000 to like $70,000 a month in sales just for making a change, which is when we figured out what the majority of people wanted out there. In other words, part of research, right?
Yeah.
So
what we're going to do is we're going to do a podcast on how to write killer sales copy. So you can take a look at your web page and you can look, tell right away the areas that it's weak, that you're missing out on, that people aren't converting on, and how to improve it. And so that's coming up in a few times. I mean, not next time, but...
So you want to make sure you subscribe to this particular podcast because we've got a lot of follow-ups. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. So step number one, make sure you do your keyword research. Step number two, you're going to have to master writing sales copy, how to write headlines, and know when to place bullets, when to use testimonials, and how to put it all together. So yeah. And we can't just cover all that today. What I want to do is I want to show you the 10 steps to writing... 10 steps to getting more traffic to your website, and these are them. Keyword research. Step number two, writing effective sales copy.
Okay, so what's step number three?
Step number three, search engine optimization.
Of course. You have to optimize for Yahoo and Google and MSN.
Exactly. So why do we optimize for search engines?
Well, 80% of all internet traffic goes through those search engines.
Yeah, so when people are looking for products or services, the first thing you do is you go to a search engine and you look for it, usually using Google, Yahoo, or MSN.
That's right.
So it's important that your page itself is at least optimized so that if you have found the niche keywords in your area, that you'll rank for them. And it's going to take a bit of time, up to 6 months. But in every search engine, you got your paid listings and your organic listings. A headline that we were just talking about, having a good headline, this headline must contain your keywords, your niche keyword phrases.
Yeah. Otherwise, the search engines are not going to have you near the top for them because they don't think you think it's very important.
Yeah. So another thing that's also important that I haven't listed in our point form here is a title tag and a description tag. Your title tag must contain your main keywords for that page. Your description is a sentence that talks about that page. Now, again, we will be going over this in a lot more in depth when we do our podcast on how to optimize a website to rank on top of the search engines. Now, there's another couple little rules I like to just tell you some basic rules of search engine optimization because I try and keep it quite simple. First of all, your headline must contain your niche keyword phrases, your content of the website. If you have 3 paragraphs, make sure that your keyword phrase that you want to rank for is in the first paragraph at least twice. Once in the second and once in the third. Any more than that, you're probably overdoing it. And I like to try and keep those key phrases as close to the beginning of the sentences as possible because not all search engines put their listings based on your description tag. They usually, some of them take it right from the content of the page.
Yeah.
So if those keywords are as close to the beginning of the sentence, when someone starts reading, they're more engaged because it's what they're searching for, and the search engines show that keyword in the description when you do rank on top of search engines.
It makes a little more sense
to click.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't think, well, I can be number one, but if your description and your title is gobbledygook, it doesn't make any sense. And who's going to click on it, right? Because you have an individual person, that a human being, a living, breathing human being that's going to actually make a decision to click on it or not.
Exactly.
So if you don't set up your page properly so it's good for Google and MSN and Yahoo and all the rest of them to be able to give a good listing, people aren't going to click on it.
Exactly. So once you've done that, so you set up your title tag for the keywords you're optimized for. The description tag is very important. The keyword tag's not as much anymore. So you've got your title tag, your description tag. Then on the page, you have a headline. We've talked about a headline. You want to make sure your keywords are in the headline. You've got 3 or 4 paragraphs or more, or usually people have a lot more than that. You want to make sure the first 3 paragraphs have that keyword that you want to rank for in them. This is your niche keyword phrase, okay? The next step is when you're writing copy, you don't want to just... Search engines are getting smarter and smarter. They can read your text, they can read the content and determine if that content is relevant to the words that you're trying to rank for. So you're telling the search engines that you want it to rank for a specific word by placing in your title tag, placing in your headline, placing in your content. But what really means you have better content than somebody else. So search engines have come up with a thing called semantic indexing, which means you need to have words that are related to that word within your copy. And they have algorithms that can read your copy and tell them whether that is really about the keyword phrase that you're targeting. Yeah. So all I'm saying, if you're doing a website on VW bugs, that you put the synonyms in there.
Yeah.
So
Volkswagen.
You know, Volkswagen, bug, beetle, car, sports car, family car, anything that relates to the keyword phrase that you're talking about, other keyword phrases will rank as well. These are called synonyms. So a good place to look up some of those words, if you've got a main keyword you want to rank for, go to a place called thememaster.com. It costs a little bit of money, but it'll definitely tell you all the related words that you can rank for, or that will help or support that keyword phrase that you're trying to rank for. So it's not really difficult to optimize the page for search engines, but you definitely want to make sure that you do it right. So you want to make sure that the content is legitimate and that you've written it and that it has good information for people, because search engines are starting to understand that. There's a little bit more to just getting high rankings. Now, some of the keyword phrases, like we talked about before with your niche marketing, if you can find niche words that have very low competition and high demand, which means a lot of searches and very low amount of sites competing for it, then you don't have to, you can do what I've just explained and do well on the search engine. It'll still take 3 to 6 months to get there. But if your keyword phrase is a little more competitive, in other words, there's quite a few people going for it, you're going to need lots of links to your website from other websites or from pages within your own site. Now, these links are text links. So one of the things I always tell people, use text links to link to your other pages of your site, because that link means that if there's a link from a word, a person reading the copy knows that when they click on that word, there's more information about that word where they end up. So that's why search engines like having text links, because if you've got a site on, say, Volkswagens, and one of the Volkswagen products is a Beetle, then you have the word Beetle linking to a page that's all about Beetle, then that page is gonna help support that page in ranking for the word Beetle. And it works the same way by getting links from other websites linking to you. So that's one of the strategies in order to get the higher, more competitive keywords to rank, is you're going to need to increase your link popularity. So some people do this by exchanging links with other people, and this brings me to step number 4, which is increase your link popularity in order to optimize to rank on the search engine. So you need to go out there and get links from other websites. That's one of the challenges a lot of people do. They write an email to somebody, they ask them to trade links, to place a link on their site, and then in turn they put a link on their site.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this in our podcast about how to optimize a website for search engines off page. Like Ryan's talked a lot about the on-page stuff, the titles, the content, and everything else. Off-page is just as critical, how you set up your links, how you get people to link to you. There's lots of different strategies that we're going to get into in on that when we do this particular podcast. One of my favorite areas, because there's just so many different things that you can do and be really, really creative that works wonderfully.
Excellent. So what I want to talk to you about right away here is a nice little system. So if you're paying attention to this, you could actually do this yourself very easily and start getting higher rankings in search engines, as well as and get a lot of traffic to your website. Now, the next step I want to talk to you guys about is called article marketing. Now, articles are information about a specific topic. So if you've written an article, you've probably read tons of articles. Whenever we go to search for something on the internet, we're not usually looking to buy right away. We're looking for information. So articles is what people look in to get this information.
Yep.
So how can we use article marketing? You're thinking to yourself, okay, articles. I write an article. What do I do with this article? Okay. Now, some of the things you can do with this article is you can submit them to article directories. One of those directories, articleezines.com.
Yeah.
A great place to submit your article, has high link popularity. Lots of people link to Article Ezines. So if you get your article on Article Ezines, that gives you lots of popularity when it links back to your website. So one of the techniques is to put links to about your keyword. So whatever the keyword is you want to rank for on a specific page, you want to link that article, the keyword within that article, to your website. And you want to place a link to your blog, which is something I'm going to talk about in a minute. Now, I'll be doing a complete podcast on how to do article marketing in the future, so you're going to want to make sure you're subscribing to this podcast, so we're going to get into that.
That's right. One of the nice things about article marketing, and Ryan kind of alluded to it, is in these, they're looking for articles that they can put in their newsletters, they can put on their own websites, put on their own blogs. So you could do one article and all of a sudden it is in 1,000 different places on the internet. And of course that's great because those are all inbound links from different sites that come to you. That's really good. But just think of all the people that go to all those different sites. They end up reading your article, you become the expert in that field, and they'll click from that site to your site through the link in the resource box that's got your name and all your contact information, which they have to keep on attached to the article, right?
Exactly.
So a huge way to drive a lot of, hugely popular and effective way to drive a lot of traffic to your websites. Now you're about to talk about one of my favorites, which is weblogs.
I just want, before we get into weblogs and blogging, I want to mention about articles. I did a test, which really got me excited about articles. I went to Article eDesigns. I had written 10 articles in the past, and I submitted 10 articles to these guys. And each one of my articles, within the first 7 days, I had 24 links back to me, because people took these articles and placed them in their sites. Also, I got a big boost in traffic all of a sudden because somebody took one of my articles and emailed their entire list, my article, and there's a link to my site in it. So all of a sudden, I got a huge boost in traffic from that.
Nice.
Well, I searched back there. I went back a month later. This is just one article directory, and there's thousands of them out there. And we're going to show you guys when we really get into article marketing and how to do it, we're going to show you how to, you know, get a massive amount of links going to your websites through article marketing, through an amazing technique. But we'll get to that when we do the pod on it. But after 1 month, each one of my articles had an average anywhere between 200 and 250 links back to me from each article that I submitted.
Wow.
So that's 10 times 250. That's over 2,000 links in less than a month, and all I did was submit them to one article directory.
Nice.
Now, that's the power of article marketing. So we're going to get into detail on how to write an article, how to write your links, and where to submit them, which article directories are good, and where places to go. Because there's some things that you just have to know about that, and you know, I could talk for hours on article marketing. So the next thing you want to do with your article, like I mentioned, in your articles, you want to place a link back to your website. You also want to place a link to your blog. If you've got a podcast, you want to put a link to your podcast as well in your article. So before we go any further, Scott Patton is the dean of Blogonomics. So we're going to let him talk to you about why you want to create a blog or what a blog can do for your website.
Well, the blogging is an amazing way to get into the search engines fast. And it's actually not the blog that does it. It's the RSS feed that comes along with the blog. Blog is just like a website, any other website, except that, first of all, it's easy for you to make changes to post to. And secondly, it's got an RSS feed, which is really simple syndication. Now, you're listening to one of the cutting-edge podcasts on internet marketing. And we're here to tell you that the impact of RSS feeds won't be felt for probably another 6 to 8 months. Bill Gates has sat down with his inner circle, just like he did 12 years ago, and said, you know what, boys, we're going to put an icon on every desktop in the world called Internet Explorer. And, of course, look at where the Internet is now. He did the same thing with Outlook Express, and look where email is now. And he's about to do the same thing in the next version of Windows on RSS feeds. So just imagine that your articles, your information could be directly sent directly to your potential customers and your customers' desktop. Forget about having to open up the browser. Forget about having to open up email. No spam, the whole thing. And that's one of the things that makes blogging so amazing. Because, first of all, the way it's set up, MSN, Yahoo, and Google love it. We've got lots of tests where pages and sites that weren't listed in any of the indexes were listed in days. Not only were they listed, they were near the top in days. It's just amazing what it does that way. And as a way for you to communicate with your clients, absolutely phenomenal. So, and it's easy to do, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free. You know, it's really cool. I was sitting down with one of our clients 2 weeks ago, and she's got this website, and the website is okay. She's really got into blogging about a year ago. Like, blogging was a big thing about a year ago. So she's created a blog, and she wrote tons of articles. I think she had probably had about 50 articles, which is actually quite a lot for most people that run their own small businesses.
Absolutely. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, so she had 50 articles, and each article had a different keyword phrase linking back to her website. And she had a big complaint. She goes, Ryan, I need your help. I don't understand this. I keep searching Google, and I've been blogging like crazy, and none of my blogs are showing up in Google. I said, let me have a look at your blogs. So I look at her blogs, and I'm reading down through them, and I see all these text links pointing to her website. And so I go, let's try this keyword for your website. Type it in, bam, number one. Type in the next one, bam, number one. Type in the next one, bam, number one. I said, your website's ranking like crazy for all these keywords because you did the blogging, you linked the right text links to your website,
yeah.
And now it's sitting, all your site's sitting at number one. You want to know why your blog's not number one? She goes, why? I said, because you didn't link to your blog yet. So you need to take these articles and submit them to article directories.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the blog goes up. So when people start searching for those keywords, they're finding her blog now. They're finding her website now. I mean, this client's super happy with us. But it's obvious that we have to work with people and work on different techniques. What she has a big problem with, and the reason why her site isn't making money, she needs to take a lesson on sales copy. And so as soon as she learns how to write her site to actually sell for her, to knowing how to do that, she's got it right there. She's got the whole package. All she needs is something that's going to sell. So it's one thing to have lots of traffic, but you got to make sure you're able to convert that traffic to sales. So anyway, blogging is an amazing technique for getting top rankings in search engines and getting more traffic to your websites. And Scott has definitely, he's written a book on it. He's obviously the dean of blogonomics, as we call him. So
that's right. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that when we do an upcoming podcast on top Google rankings and how to increase your link popularity.
With blogs.
Yeah. All right. So step number 7 is another one of my favorites, and that's about podcasting, which is, of course, is what we're doing here. And it was amazing. A few weeks ago, Ryan came over to my office, and he said, okay, what's this about podcasting, Scott? And it was 10, 15 minutes later, we actually had a podcast up live in Technicolor, if I can put it that way. And 5 minutes later, did we have people listening to it or visiting us or what?
I'd say within 15 minutes, we checked the stats. We had about 35 subscribers. We had 35 people who actually listened to this little podcast, which I was so surprised within such a short period of time.
Yeah. And we're going to get into, you know, why you should podcast, the benefits of podcasting in a podcast that we're going to be doing in a few weeks on podcasting. But think of it this way. Do you watch TV? Do you go to the movies? Do you listen to the radio? Do you listen to CDs? Do you listen to an MP3 player? Yes, right? Do you read? Yes. Now, most people are either what's called kinetic, which is a feeling type of person, seeing, listening, and that's how they communicate, and that's how they like to learn. And 38% of the population are auditory learners. They don't want to read what's on your webpage. They would like to listen. Mm-hmm. And you're missing out if you're not catering to the way those people like to communicate and the way that they like to learn. And so you've got 38% of the population. Until recently, we didn't have the technology, the bandwidth, the abilities to be able to put together podcasts like this and to be able to, this podcast a year ago for most people would probably take an hour and a half to download. Now it takes like 2 minutes. So that's the difference in the technology that's occurred. Apple has taught people how to download music, how to download podcasts, all that stuff. You don't need to anymore. Bill Gates is not going to sit around and let Apple have 86% of the iPod business. Sony, who have a little product called the Sony Walkman, have got to be pretty unhappy that they're shut out of this little bit of the market that they really built in the beginning. So when you've got Bill Gates and you've got Sony preparing to go after Apple, what does that mean? That means, do you have a radio in your home? Do you have a TV in your home? Do you have 3 TVs in your home? Everyone's going to have an MP3 player. Everyone's going to have access to podcasts. And these 3 giants are going to teach your customers how to do it. The question is, are you going to be in a position to take advantage of this when it hits? And make no mistake, podcasting listenership is doubling every 3 to 4 months. The number of podcasts are growing every month. But when you compare the number of podcasts to the number of web pages, like if you were to look at something like weight loss, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of web pages when you do a search on Google, probably 80 podcasts. Well, in a year, there'll probably be 100 million podcasts. And that hasn't happened yet. But if you can be in there first, what do you think? I think you have a really, really good opportunity. So we're going to be talking about how to do that, what it means for your business and everything else in an upcoming podcast. So watch for it.
There's a place right now, actually, you can go. I mean, this is step number 7 in the things you need to do in order to get more traffic to your website. Now, I have to interject here because one of the most exciting things about this is the fact that there's very low supply, okay? There's only, for a topic like weight loss that has 25,000 searches every single day on one keyword, 25,000 searches a day. Do you know how many that's a month? You do the math on that. It's incredible. There are only 85 podcasts available to listen to right now, okay? So that means that their supply, the demand is extremely high and the supply is way too low. So we need more people to be doing podcasts just to make a match the demand. So this is one of those opportunities. Like if you were the very first guy to get online, write a piece of sales copy and put a product on there and you were making a bunch of money, and all of a sudden now it's a little bit harder. You got to do a lot more work.
That's right.
But right now, if you create a podcast and you learn to get good at it now, you are going to become an expert in the marketplace under whatever topic, whatever interest or passion that you have. You know, and so one of the big things that a lot of people are doing now, people that are doing the article marketing are catching on to podcasting, and they're using all the content from their articles to create podcasts. So you're going to have to, you know, you really want to make sure you're up on this one. Whether you're just starting out with a website and you want to learn all the marketing stuff, I mean, we're going to show you a step-by-step system of how to get your website ranking on the search engines, how to get the traffic to convert to sales, where to get the traffic, how to do all this stuff, and we're going to show you how to make a lot of money if you subscribe to our podcast. Now, I'm going to give you Scott's going to give you a web address right now. He is an expert on podcasting. He has taught thousands of people all over the world on how to write or how to create podcasts, how to get them online, how to get the RSS thingamajiggy working, getting all that stuff to work perfectly. So he's going to give you an address right now because I think that it's important that you write this down and that you start learning about this right now so that you can become an expert in your marketplace, because this is not a difficult thing to do. It's absolutely free, but you're going to need to go to this website that he's about to mention to you, and you can start learning about it now, because we're going to keep doing podcasts. You're going to keep receiving our podcasts, and we're going to teach you how to do internet marketing through podcasts. But that's one of the techniques, is obviously podcasting. So here's Scott. Scott, give them what is the ad address that they need to go to right
now? It's www.podcasting-unleashed.com. And you'll be able to get all the information you need to be able to start your podcast in the next 20 minutes. And you'll be able to do a podcast for free forever.
Excellent. Awesome. So that's obviously one of the most cutting-edge things that's going on right now. I mean, I go to these some places. I just went to this internet marketing seminar this weekend, and they were talking about this technique of using user groups to write an email address asking for information about something and then answering yourself with another email. This is not a marketing technique, okay? This is not going to help you make money. I will show you. We are going to show you a step-by-step system of making money. So far, we're actually at step number 7. I'm just going to quickly go over it because I want to show you something we have to do here. So first strategy is to do proper keyword research to understand how to find niche opportunities in the marketplace. Step number 2, you must know how to write effective sales copy. If I give you 100,000 visits to your website, if I give you 1,000 visits to your website, how many of them are going to convert to sales? If none of them convert to sales, what's the point of doing all this work? So, step number 3 is to optimize your site for search engines. Now, one of the things with search engines, it takes 3 to 6 months before you'll get natural listings in search engines. So, in order to get good rankings, by the 3 or 6 month time comes along, you're going to have to increase your link popularity. And some of the ways to increase your link popularity is link exchange, doing article marketing, blogging, and then this is the proper way to link all these things together the right way. And then the 7th step is to start a podcast. Now, that's what you do when you start a business. You start out, you get your foundation down, you get your research done, you write some sales copy, you get your optimization out of the way, do some link exchange, write some articles, do some blogging, start a podcast, okay? So you started that process. Now, in the meantime, is your sales copy going to sell when you finally get the traffic? Okay, is it going to sell? A podcast drives traffic to a website. An article drives traffic to a website. A blog drives traffic to a website. When the person gets to the website, are they going to buy your product? How do you know that? So this is the point where you need to stop right now and make sure that your sales copy is real good, which is actually number two in our list. So our second podcast after this one, we're going to have another one, which is keyword research. Our next one's going to be on how to write effective sales copy. After you've taken that podcast and you can start those other things, you're going to want to make sure you focus right away on getting 1,000 visitors to your website and testing and tweaking that sales copy to make sure that it's going to make you some money. Why wait 3-6 months to see if you made any money? By working with us and following our system, we're going to show you how to write the good sales copy. And then we're going to show you, which is step number 8, how to do what we call pay-per-click marketing. In other words, paying per click on your link. So you put a link on Google. On the right-hand side of Google, you'll see these things called sponsored listings. Or on Yahoo, at the top 3 listings are called sponsored listings. We're going to show you how to buy traffic. So you can buy your keyword phrases. People will click on those links and come into your website. Then you want to convert, you want to see, you want to get 1,000 visits to your website and see what your conversion rate is. Then you want to do a little bit more market research. Tweak your headline. Work it out until it starts to convert for you. Now we're going to show you in the pay-per-click marketing blog, we're actually not blog, sorry, the pay-per-click marketing blog, that's what it's going to be, on pay-per-click marketing. We're going to show you how to create, how to figure out what your conversion rate is, where your break-even point is, how to actually determine which keywords you should buy, which ones you shouldn't, which ones are going to make you money. So it's going to be a very, very important session to be a part of, because a lot of people lose their shirts at this point because they think their copy is going to sell, they spend a fortune in pay-per-click not knowing what they're doing, and they actually lose money because their copy isn't selling and their money's being wasted on words that they shouldn't be buying. So we're going to show you exactly how to do that. You've probably seen a lot of experiences like that, I guess, before, right, Scott? Yeah.
The whole key with pay-per-click marketing is this. If you spent 50 cents and you made $5, is that a good thing?
I think so.
Yeah. Would you now want to spend $5 to make, you know, $500? And that's, and oh, but you can also spend $5 and only make $2. And
yeah.
So we're going to show you the process so that you can do that. And Ryan is absolutely right on. Like, people will put up websites and then they'll sit around and twiddle their thumbs waiting for all the stuff to kind of happen. And don't wait. Use the pay-per-click marketing as a way to test what you've done and what you've got and see what's going on. And it's a very, very powerful tool when used right. The good news for us and the bad news for most people don't use it right. They lose their shirts and they don't take advantage of a system that we know works, not just because we've done it successfully, because thousands of people have done it successfully. We've taught thousands of people how to do this successfully. It's not a guess. It's not theory. It's real life. This is how it works.
Yeah, we get pretty excited about this. I mean, I get really excited about this. If you guys all out there knew what we know, we could show you, once you know this whole system, how to basically do some quick research, write a piece of sales copy, buy the right words in the right way and write those ads the right way and drive the traffic to the site, and within 24 hours of us putting up a piece of sales copy, we know whether that product's making money or not. And then we can test and tweak and make it make money and move on to the next project. We can actually do a project a day if we wanted to.
Yeah.
We want to pass that back on to you because, you know, we do very well marketing on the internet, and we definitely want to show you guys how to do it. So you definitely want to come back and make sure you subscribe to this, obviously, so that you can see the podcast on how to use pay-per-click marketing to make millions of dollars on the internet. So that's going to be an upcoming podcast.
And I just want to interject. I had a very interesting conversation with one of my UK clients yesterday. And I asked him, I said, well, how much are you spending on Google AdWords, one of the pay-per-click marketing companies out there? And he said, $10,000 a month.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I said, wow. And he says, yeah, it makes me between, and I said, well, what are your sales going to be this month? He says, probably $50,000. So, you know, would you spend 10 grand if it made you 50,000? You know,
it's, well, let's speak in real terms here. I mean, a lot of times people talk about sales. Sales has a profit range in there too. And that's one of the things we're going to get into when we get into the details of pay-per-click marketing is, you know, you have a cost. Right?
Yep.
So if a guy does 50,000 in sales, does that really mean he's making 50 grand? If he's selling information or if he's selling an e-product on electronic goods, yeah, that's 50,000 profit.
Yep.
I mean, some people have got a cost. And maybe it's 20, 30, 40, 50%. So if a guy does 50,000 in sales and spends 10 grand, he probably made probably 50%.
Yeah.
You know, so he's probably making around
$15,000.
$15,000. So he spends 10, he makes 15. So for every 10, he makes 15. So the more money you spend, the more money you make, right?
Yeah. And actually, he's an optometrist,
yeah,
right? And he just got back from he's in the UK, like I said. He just got back from a skiing trip in the Alps. He spent 10 days in the Caribbean on a cruise. And I'll tell you, a year ago when I met him, he wasn't doing those things. So his life has changed an awful lot in the last 12 months.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, it's really fun. Actually, there's lots of really amazing opportunities out there with pay-per-click marketing. Sometimes, I mean, I've seen people that have a $30,000 budget. I know companies that spend up to $200,000 a month on pay-per-click marketing. It just depends on what your market is, and you've
know,
done all your homework. You know
what the result of the marketing is, right? It's not like if you spent $30,000 on a TV commercial and who knows what happened, right?
Exactly.
This
you test small and then you play big.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's a beautiful thing. I got a license to print money.
Yeah. So once you've got your pay-per-click marketing down and you've tested your sales copy and you know that if you send 1,000 people, 10 people buy, 100 people buy, whatever it is, then you can do the next step really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you can start your own affiliate marketing program. Because another way that you can get a lot of traffic is if you have a lot of affiliates who have successful websites all over the place who are willing to send those customers and visitors that they have over to your site. And
it's funny, you know, actually, we put this point number 9, joining an affiliate marketing network or whatever. Like, affiliate marketing is getting other people to sell your products for them, for you. So they send you traffic and you don't pay for that traffic. The only thing you pay for is when they purchase a product. So if somebody came from XYZ website, came to your website and bought something, then you would owe XYZ website a commission. So that's how affiliate marketing works. So once you have your sales copy working for you, in other words, you've done your research, you've written really good sales copy, and you know your site ranks, there's a whole bunch of things you want to do first. As well, I think that step number 9 should probably have been building a list for email marketing. Because when you start doing pay-per-click marketing, you want to collect email addresses and get people to start doing that. So before you start an affiliate network, you want to have all your ducks in a row. Affiliate marketing is what everybody's using. I mean, Amazon uses it. eBay uses it. Everybody's using affiliate marketers. And they have an army of people who build websites, place links on their websites to them, and basically they're getting tons and tons of free traffic. The more affiliates you have, the more traffic you get.
And remember what Ryan said earlier about getting inbound links and link popularity? This is the easiest way to have that happen because you don't pay for it unless they sell, which is perfect for you. I don't mind paying somebody 10%, 20%, even 50% if they sell my product.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cost to me except for that. But they are all out there trying to get people to come to your site. They've got links all over the place. It's a great way to build up the whole SEO and
it works really well for getting, I mean, any link out there on the internet is going to drive traffic to your website. The thing with affiliate networks, though, affiliate marketing, you don't want to start this until you know what you're doing as far as internet marketing itself. There's no point, if you've got an army of affiliates out there, maybe you signed up with CJ.com, Commission Junction, one of the biggest affiliate networks in the world. They have millions of webmasters that will go there, find the newest and improved web product or whatever, take that product and put it on their site. Now, if they're sending you tons and tons of traffic and your site doesn't convert, doesn't make you any money because you haven't figured out how to get it to sell, your affiliates will just drop you. So you don't want to be starting your affiliate program until your website's selling.
That's right. And that's why the pay-per-click is so crucial.
Yeah.
Because you get that traffic there, you can tell right away what the conversion is. Because there's a thing called a super affiliate, where they just have to say something and 10,000 people a day will come to your site, right?
Yeah.
They put out one email, they put you know, and you want those people. But if he sends 10,000 people to your site and he gets one sale and gets a check for $20, he's not going to do it again.
That's right.
So you got to make sure that when you get that traffic, it works.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people get, you're right. There's some people out there that have massive amounts of people in their networks that they communicate with, and yeah, you got to make sure your website sells before you start doing that. So before you go joining an affiliate program, I mean, we're going to talk to you. We're going to do a whole subject, like an entire podcast on how to do affiliate marketing, where to go to sign up, what some of the benefits are. I'm going to give you a couple of websites. You want to write them down right now. If you have an electronic product, like an ebook or something that's basically something distributed through the internet that you didn't have to actually ship the product, the number one affiliate marketing network is ClickBank.com. They will actually sell your product for you on their website. They will have affiliates within their network pick up your product, put it on their websites, and start selling your products. And the nice part about it is that ClickBank collects the money for these electronic products, pays the affiliate for you, and then gives you the money that's left over. So if you say, I want 20% to go to the affiliate, 80% of every sale or minus their fee for transaction, I mean, you're getting about 75% of the sale just comes to you. So you're only getting profit. You don't even have to deal with paying your affiliates. So if you have an electronic ebook or something like that, clickbank.com is a great place to go. If you're a very large corporation, CJ.com is the biggest affiliate marketing network out there. So if your site sells now and you just want to get it making more money, you've got good copy, got all your ducks in a row, I advise you, if you've got a good budget, go to CJ.com. They'll set you up. They also pay your affiliates. So in other words, you pay CJ.com one check each month, and that check is what they split up and pay off all your affiliates for you, so you don't have to do that. Linkshare.com is another one. So we're going to go over some really good benefits of actual affiliate marketing. We're going to talk to you about the ins and outs of it and what works, what doesn't, and when's a good time to start creating an affiliate network. I actually suggest people don't start it right away. It's something you have to do when your site starts selling. Otherwise, you're going to put energy into something before it's ready. It's like putting the cart before the horse, you know? You got to learn to crawl before you walk in most cases, right?
And affiliate marketing also, it's like two prongs. Like one is if you get people to sell your products, but the other thing is as you become successful, you want to have back-end products as well. And if you find some really good affiliate products that you can recommend to your customers, then with very little effort, you can have another income stream, right? Multiple streams of income.
100%. Yeah, exactly.
And, okay, so Ryan, you talked a little bit earlier about step number 10, mm-hmm. which, of course, is really, to me, is just part of when you build a website, you build this part in it. But we never ever talk about it until later on because, you know, how you use it. And that, of course, is building your list.
Yeah.
If you've got 100 people come to your site, on average, half of 1% to 2% of those people will buy just when they come to your site.
So if you've got the sales copy done.
You've got the sales copy done, if you've done everything else correct, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people where nobody buys ever, right? What about those 98% that don't do anything or 99% that don't do anything, right? What we want to do is we want to be able to talk to them again and again and again. So you need to build that list. You have a newsletter, you have a podcast, you have a blog, all sorts of different ways that you can communicate with those people on an ongoing basis. Because in direct sales, which is really what we're talking about here, you normally have to touch somebody 6, 7, or 8 times before they'll actually make a purchase. So here's the thing. 100 people come to your site. Are you willing to send out 8 emails over the next 2 months to those people in order to get 50% of them to buy, or
exactly.
20% of them to buy, or whatever? Because if you don't, you're only going to get 1% to buy. So you're losing out on a huge percentage of sales and profit if you're not contacting those people over and over again with good information that helps build relationship. The internet is a high-tech, high-touch industry. You have to build relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy because they don't see you, they don't talk to you. That's why we love podcasting. You get a chance to build relationship with us just because you hear us. You hear the tone, the sincerity, the excitement, all those things. Imagine if this was written.
Exactly.
It wouldn't work.
You've got to think about this yourselves. I mean, let's be honest. When you go to search the internet, do you go online to buy stuff? I mean, if you're ready to buy something, you'd be off to Amazon or you'd be off to eBay.com, which
That's
is the
right.
two trusted catalog sites in the world. All these other catalog sites out there, you don't trust them. You don't know who they are. They've never branded themselves. They're just out there online, so you probably won't buy. What you're going to do is you're going to continue to research and make sure that you have got enough information down so that you feel confident enough to make a buying decision. So you come to a website, no wonder 99% of them don't buy. Why is
that?
Because they haven't got enough information that satisfies their need to know that they've got enough information that says, okay, I'm ready to buy this, or this is what I gotta have, okay? Referral marketing works really well like that. I mean, if somebody refers you to a site and says, you have to go to this website and buy this product, then that's probably your 1%, because somebody else, you're trusting them on their word, okay? So that's where probably the 1% comes from. The majority of people go to a website. So a lot of people try and create a website that's gonna sell. So that happens with sales copy. So if you're letting 99% of the traffic just leave, you're never going to get a chance to talk to them again. I actually prefer not to sell on a website, but to be able to offer free information, because then I can sell to that person forever and ever for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Some people set up shopping cart systems so that when they buy, you don't even have the email address, so you can't even email them again. So they bought a product, so you got one product sold. Fantastic. What are you going to do down the road? You have to have that. You have to think about the lifetime value of your customer.
That's right. The back end is so important.
Exactly. Let me give you a quick example. I've got a client of ours who actually has a fishing charter business. Now, they basically farm out charters. They got a bunch of sailboats and fishing, or not sailboats, but a bunch of fishing boats that people go to their website and they say, okay, which boat would you like? When are you coming to Vancouver? Blah, blah, blah. And it sells them fishing charters. Now, they do a very good job of selling fishing charters on their website. I said, why aren't you collecting email addresses so that you can communicate with these people in the future? And they're saying, why would I want to? What would I sell them? We just sell fishing charters. They want to come to Vancouver again. They're going to come to us because, you know, they're going to go to the fishing charter again. I'm like, well, there's a lot of things. You're talking to fishermen here. So what we do is we put a little opt-in on their page that says, you know, when you're in Vancouver and you're coming here to go for fishing, put in your name and email address on our website, and we'll give you a map to the hottest spots that guarantee you'll catch a salmon when you're here in Vancouver. So by doing that, they end up getting all these fishermen going, yeah, I would like a map of all the hot spots. Why wouldn't I want to know where the best place to catch salmon is?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so they put their names in. So what do you have there? You've got fishermen that buy fishing equipment. And I don't know about yourselves, so a lot of you guys out there probably fish. And every single time I've been in a seminar or an event, and we've traveled all over the world, and it's pretty much the same. Every fisherman we talk to spends anywhere between $100 to $300 per year on fishing equipment. Right? So if you've got a person that's a fisherman, there's nothing wrong with going to an affiliate network, signing up for an affiliate program, and doing an endorsement on the latest and greatest fishing product.
Yep.
It could be a reel, it could be a rod, it could be line, it could be tackle, it could be gear, it could be boats, engines, life jackets, you name it, the list goes on and on. If you do a consumer report or an endorsement about something that the people in Vancouver like or the people in your city like or whatever it is, then your chances are these fishermen who are passionate about their interest, which is fishing. It's like I really enjoy off-road racing. I used to do a lot of off-road racing. I haven't done it lately, but I used to love off-road racing, and I bought everything that had to do with the parts and accessories that you needed for an off-road racing truck. If I saw a new one, I bought it. It's the same thing with fishermen, and the same thing with you. Whatever your passion and interest is, you buy it no matter if you need it or not. Fishermen are like that. So this is the same thing. You can use an email system. Once you got them into a list, you can communicate with them over and over and over, and your future value of that customer just goes up and up and up. So when we talk about email marketing, if you had 10,000 names in a list, and each of the people on those lists bought over the course of 10 years bought $100 worth of product from you, how much money is that? That's $10 million. That's with 10,000 names in a list. Now, that's just one example of how you could resell to somebody who's passionate about something, and showing you that somebody will spend in between $100 and $300 per year. If you get 10,000 people to spend anywhere between $100 and $300 a year, you're looking at anywhere $10 to $30 million that you're missing out on just because you're not collecting email addresses. So one thing it can do for you is it can create a future value of your customer. In other words, you can sell more and more and more to them. Another thing, like Scott was mentioning, is that people don't buy the first time they come to your website. So if your product or service has good information, you can educate them. And like we say in advertising, you need 7 touches before they buy. So if you can email them 8 times over the course of 2 months, educating them further and further and further with a call to action at the bottom of each email, you're going to find that your website sells 1% or 2% and your email sells 50% over time.
That's right.
So the object is you do not do pay-per-click marketing without collecting email addresses. You shouldn't be getting any traffic to your website without collecting email addresses. 10% will opt into your list. Those are your long-term customers. Who cares about the ones that buy today? We care about the ones we're communicating with, building a relationship with, so that they'll continue to buy from us forever.
That's right. It's building a business, not getting rich quick.
Exactly. Internet is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It just isn't. Okay? So
we're going to be doing a podcast and get into more detail on list building and email marketing, because that's such a crucial aspect of being successful on the Internet.
Remember, Scott, you were talking about one of your clients there, that the real estate company?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they weren't doing anything like this. They were collecting all kinds of customers. They had no email lists at all.
No.
Just sort of fill us in the story that happened.
It was actually a log home building company. And they had 5 websites. They had good traffic. Actually, the traffic was going down, and that's when I came in and I got it going up. And one of our strategies was pay-per-click. Immediately turned around. And I begged and begged and begged to let me put up a newsletter for them. Finally, they said, okay. And the first month I put out the newsletter, they had more traffic to that particular, we had a home of the month. That page got more traffic than it had ever gotten before. Mm-hmm. And this is unbelievable. Let's do it on all our sites. They were from totally resistant. I mean, they only did it because it was the only way they could shut me up. To let's do it on all of them now. And in 13 months, we had 23,000 subscribers. Now, they sold 400 homes a year.
23,000 subscribers.
Yeah. So with
you buying a home.
Yeah. Do you think you could get 400 sales out of 23,000 people a year?
You think people that buy a log home buy accessories for their log home?
Yeah.
What, are you kidding me? What, they don't paint walls? They don't put...
Sure, there's tons of stuff
they need.
There's
so many things, you know? You got to think about that future value of your customer, too. So, basically, working with Scott and I, we're going to help you walk through the entire process. I mean, you don't just start off worrying about one thing until you've done the other. There's a process to
That's
this.
Right.
So you got to start in the beginning. When you've completed that step, you go to the next step, you know? And we walk you right through this entire process. So, you definitely want to subscribe to this podcast because we're very committed to doing this, and Scott runs a podcast on podcasting, and together we run an internet marketing and consulting business at galaxyinteractive.net. So if you actually wanted to talk to us, you'd have to go to galaxyinteractive.net and actually subscribe, and if you subscribe for a free consultation, we'll get back to you, and we'll talk to you about your current situation, whether you've got a massive business, like we're working with some multi-million dollar insurance corporations, and we're working with a mom and pop who have got a job, and we're trying to figure out how they can spend more time with their children. So we work with people on different scales. So you'll have to go to that website, galaxyinteractive.net. That's GALAXYINTERACTIVE.net. That's galaxyinteractive.net. And so you can sign up for a free consultation. We'll actually contact you, and we'll do a little assessment of your business and what you want to accomplish, what you want to do, and we'll show you how we can help you. And obviously, you're going to want to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast.
Now, that's for sure.
Now, some of the things we've been talking about, I just want to do a quick overview of what we've talked about here today. Obviously, we wanted to give you 10 steps to getting more traffic so that you can convert more clicks to cash. So, one, do your keyword research. Two, figure out how to write effective sales copy. Three, optimize yourself for search engines. Four, make sure you increase your link popularity so you can rank in search engines. Do some article marketing. Get a blog. Start podcasting. That's number seven. Number eight, do some pay-per-click marketing once your sales copy's up. Number nine, join an affiliate network. And strategy number 10, which is one of the most important strategies as well, is list building for email marketing.
Yeah.
Now, podcasting is another way of building a list. You build subscribers there, and you build a list of email marketers. You're going to need them both. Podcasters, right now, we get 100% deliverability. Email marketing, it's one of the biggest money makers for us still. But the deliverability is getting tougher and tougher, and we have actually, by listening and subscribing and working with us, we show you techniques that actually guarantees delivery of all your email as well. So you want to make sure you work with us. So there's a couple of things in there. Managing your website is also a very, very important part of building your business. So, I mean, if you're interested in looking at some of the best content management software available out there, we created a software many years ago that was specifically for us to do our internet marketing. And we've actually introduced this a couple years ago to the public so that they can, as non-technical people, can market and manage their websites themselves without having to wait for the webmaster to make changes. And I'll tell you, when it comes time to learn about that, how to write the sales copy, you're going to want to be able to test and tweak. You're going to be able to drive traffic to it, drive 1,000 visitors, and then change that headline. Change the feature and benefit a little bit. Come up with better power words. There's all kinds of really neat techniques that we're going to show you. That you're going to want to have that power to be able to get there and make changes without waiting for your web guy to make those changes. So if you want to take a look at that, feel free to go to MCON, that's EMCON-content. Sorry about that. That's mcon-site-builder.com. So emcon-site, site-builder, builder.com. And there's a nice little write-up from Dave Chalk, Tech Talk guy in there, talking about the MCON system as well. Get to know us. And if you'd like more information from us, or you'd like to communicate with Scott or I, go to galaxyinteractive.net and subscribe to receive a free consultation, and we'll contact you and get to know you and your business and show you how we can take your business to the next level. So this is Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker on internet marketing, and
Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, signing off.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.